dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings, I need some new snow tires. My car is held together by a piece of chicken wire. Oh, rust and smoke, the heater's broke, the door just blew away. I light a match to see the dash, and then I start to pray. The frame is bent, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet.
Boom, 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 boom.
I went to the IGA.
You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've never done the rusty Chevrolet before, but hey, today's the day. It is Saturday. Get out of bed. Fire up your grill. Get in your rusty Chevrolet and get down to the store and get yourself some meat. And when you get some meat, you're going to come home, put it on your grill. And what else are you going to need? You're going to need an ice cold micro brewed beer. And we got a guy on the grilling line, Bob. Who are we going to be talking to now?
Well, I just wanted to add to that great lead in you had. Thank you. This is the Upers, of course. So we're going to talk UP. Imagine that. But if you have a rusty Chevrolet, take it on down to Van Andel and Flickama, because they got some brand new Jeeps down there that are really nice.
And they'll take your rusty Chevrolet from you, right? Yeah,
they will. Exactly. So, you know, I go to Sault Ste. Marie quite a bit. And when I go up there, my buddy up there, Don Earl, we always go out downtown. We usually do the same routine. We go to the Palace for Mexican, this and that. And right across the street from the Palace is a place called Sioux Brewing Company.
Been there?
And I've gotten to be quite fond of it. And right now on the grilling line is the founder and brewer, Ray Bauer. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hey.
Good talking to you guys again.
Yeah, and we're tapping into some of your
Maggie's Irish Red,
right now. And it's I'm not a big red fan, to be honest with you. But this is fantastic.
Well, thanks. You know, that beer is a lot different than other reds in a couple of ways. Number one, and people who like reds usually like a lot of caramel. There's a lot of caramel in a red. And this beer actually contains no caramel malt. I use roasted barley. So it's kind of on its way to becoming a stout that never gets there. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
Which is what one of the things that makes that unique.
That's what I'm picking up. It does have the presence of a baby stout or something,
right? That, and it's a pretty malty beer, as you know. It's kind of a malt bomb at 7.2% alcohol by volume, not real bitter, and the people around here really like that. You know, the funny thing is, Maggie's was supposed to be a seasonal. I opened in March of 2011. And that was supposed to be the seasonal for St. Patrick's Day. We didn't open on St. Patrick's Day, and I thought, well, who's going to want to drink this when it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore? And what do you know? It ended up being our number one seller.
Well, that's just a testament to it because it's that good.
Now, as you know.
Right. Yeah. As I said, that's just a testament to it because it's that good. So you got to. How many other varieties do you have on tap usually in the tap room?
We try to have nine. It's been tough to keep up with that with a 3.5-barrel system. It's going to be even harder now as we've begun distributing throughout the eastern UP. We hope to be on 30 taps probably by this time next month. It was a direction that I didn't, you know, that I kind of fought going. I wanted to keep it small and keep it a craft, which we're still going to keep it a craft because I haven't expanded the system any. But in this day and age, you kind of got to get your product out there for credibility reasons and a couple of other reasons.
Yeah, it kind of helps maintain the overhead, sure.
Right.
I can tell you one thing. It goes very well with a bacon-wrapped stuffed pheasant breast, which our good buddy Brad brought in for us. It's a wonderful combination.
Wow, sounds good. It sounds great.
So you make, you have is it Trident? Is that the one I like so much?
Trident.
The one I got in the blue growler.
Oh, Trinity.
Trinity. Yeah.
The Belgian Triple.
Yeah.
It's funny because we're talking about the two beers that are both named after my daughters. But the Trinity Belgian Triple, and it's at this point the only beer we bottle. We bottle it once a year, and it's usually out on January 2nd. And this year, the fermentation wanted to take its time. You know, it's again another very big beer.
Yeah,
I like big beer. This one's 11% alcohol by volume, and sometimes you just need to give it time, and we usually release that. It's our first release of the year. We do it on January 2nd, but not this time. So that'll be available here in a couple of days, but that's a heck of a beer.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're talking to Ray Bauer right now from Sioux Brewing Company in Sioux St. Marie, Michigan. I mean, you can literally see the locks from this microbrewery. You are right downtown. One of my favorite restaurants there also is Lakeview Lockview, because you can get fresh whitefish every day there when they're open. They're only open in the summer, but I love Sault Ste. Marie. My sister went to Lake State, and I've got the Don Earl and his family there for friends, and it's a fantastic town right on the Canadian border.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you like our little town here. It's a great place to live, I'll tell you that much right now. I'm not from here originally, but once I moved here about 23, 24 years ago, I actually got to a point where I could work from home. This is before I opened the brewery, and this is where we decided to be. I was doing a research job for Clear Channel. I don't know if I'm allowed to say them or not.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of, you know.
Yep, we're iHeart, so.
Oh, okay, great. So, yeah, I worked for Clear Channel out of my home for a number of years, and we decided to continue to make Sault Ste. Marie our home. So it's a great place. It's a great place to raise kids. It's a very chill town, you know what I mean? It's not for everybody. You have to be just super relaxed, pretty much. It's not a place for high-intensity individuals.
What's the snow look like up there right now, Ray?
It's dirty. We need some snow to brighten this place up a little bit, because it's been melting with these unseasonably warm temperatures. We also need some cold temperatures for the I-500, the granddaddy of all sled races,
right,
which is coming up the first Sunday. I don't know why I said Sunday. I was thinking of the Super Bowl. First Saturday in February, the day before the Super Bowl.
Yep, I've been to that several times. A lot of fun up there. Ray, if people are coming up for that, because it is an event that a lot of sledders will come to see and then like to ride the trails there in the eastern UP while they're there, mm-hmm. You got a restaurant at your place?
At Sioux Brewing Company, no. We do have one down the street, though. It's a winery called 1668 Winery. We do a little macro brewing down there, and the food there is just terrific. The next time you're in town, you got to stop in for a pizza or a burger. You know, but we're outside food friendly at Sioux Brewing Company, so you can bring it across the street from the Palace or Subway or wherever or the winery. We do pizza here every Thursday. We do pint and slice night, where we bring the pizza down from the winery and sell it by the slice. So, but other than that, it's just beer. Here, that's it.
Hey, focus on what you know, right?
That's exactly right. Do one thing and do it right. Although we have so many varieties of beers, I've done probably over 100 recipes by now in this building.
That's crazy with a 3.5 barrel system that you can produce that many and keep them on, and that's cool. I mean,
I brew almost every day. We brew 4 days a week, so.
Well, that's why he's in there at 8:00 on a Saturday morning brewing beer.
Right, yeah.
And he's there till, I can testify that he was there till 10:00 or 11:30 last time I was there.
It's a labor of love, man.
It is.
Well, good for you.
All right. Well, Ray, thanks so much for joining us. We like to celebrate great brewers in Michigan, and a lot of people don't take the time to go to some of these places in the UP, and I'm encouraging them to visit Sault Ste. Marie no matter what time of the year it is. It's a very cool town. Just to watch the Sioux Locks is worth your drive, but once you get there, Mom and Dad can have a nice pint at the Sioux Brewing Company.
Absolutely. We are kid-friendly. I mean, we've got, you know, games and et cetera. You may have seen the Skittles game. It's an old English inn game. And ours was made, I think, in 1971 at Berea College in Kentucky, which ironically is a dry campus. But it's, you know, you spin the top and you knock over pins. And
right.
It's noisy but fun.
Yes, it is. I played that. It is a lot of fun. Ray, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll darken your door here soon.
Thanks. We'll see you next time you're up.
All right. Very good. That's Ray Bauer from the Sioux Brewing Company. Coming up next, we've got our buddy Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliances. You're not going to want to miss this. He's going to cover a smoked pheasant recipe, but he's also got some cool equipment that Garrett's has that we're going to be talking about. Stick with us. We'll be back. Rusty.